Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Joining us now is the skipper, Pat Murphy. I'm sure you love hearing us talk about the magic number already, Skip.
Well, that's your right. You guys can do it if you want to. We got work to do, obviously.
Obviously. All right, so got to ask you about Sunday quickly. So Tobias Myers, I know there's been a lot of discussion about him getting pulled after 64 pitches. Been through the order twice. It would have been his third time through. And you said it was the consensus to take him out after those 64 pitches. What does that mean? Who's the consensus? Who do you talk to when you make a decision whether or not to pull a pitcher earlier after only 64 pitches?
Who do I talk to? I talk to the pitching coaches, the whole pitching team, Ricky Weeks, the whole group, and they understood the situation. He wasn't throwing the ball great at the time, but getting the job done. You got to know the difference of those two things, and this is our job. This is what we do. We had a full bullpen with a day off the next day. Our bullpen isn't at full strength, but the guys that were available to pitch, and they had their top of their order. Everybody knows the third time around, the hitters hit much better third time around, unless you have a dominant pitcher on the mound. So I do it. I really would. I do it. I'm not trying to defend it, but I would do it 99 out of 100 times. And Tobias was okay with it because he's a rookie, and he hasn't been as sharp as he had been earlier in the season. And it was the right move. And the guy that came in and gave up the runs, there was some pretty situational.
Like a swinging bunt and stuff.
Swinging bunt, a close walk, a ground ball that just squeaked through. And then the ball that was the triple was not, it was a sinking line drive to left field that Churio dove for and just missed. So it happens in baseball. And then after things don't work out, you can jump on that. But we've pulled our pitchers after 65, 70 pitches many times this year, won the game, and nobody said a word. So that's your right, and that's fun to do. And that's what this position's about, is you get second-guessed when things don't go right. And that's all part of it. And no one is going to come through with it being right all the time. So I get it.
That's the truth. You know that you got to make the calls and you got to make the tough calls. Speaking of a tough situation, let's talk about Christian Yelich. He's suffering an injury. This has been a nagging situation for him. What's his status and what do you think his future looks like?
Well, I mean, he's in his 12th year in the big leagues, which is uncommon just in that. It speaks to what a great player he is. He's got this issue, and we're doing everything we can right now to get him back on the field. I think we're going to know pretty quick here if that's going to be possible. And I don't know the timetable exactly, but these things take time. But I think Christian's doing everything in his power to do it. So I think we'll know in the next, before September 1st, I think we'll know, where he's trending. And we sure hope we need him. Obviously, it's been obvious. We've had our struggles, but it's been obvious the glaring need for him in the middle of the lineup.
Hey, Murph, before we let you go, we're speaking with Pat Murphy, Brewers manager. I wanted to play this soundbite for you. I think this speaks volumes, and I just wanted to get your reaction to it. So Freddie Freeman, he's a Dodgers player, for those who don't know him, and he's been taking a leave of absence to deal with a family situation. His 3-year-old son has been battling with Guillain-Barré virus. It's an autoimmune disease, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. And it's just a devastating situation. It sounds like Max is doing better, his son, who's 3. And after the game, he said this when he talked about the support he's been getting.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout-out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
Skip, he gave you a shout-out for what you guys did there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know Freddie all that well. I recruited him a little bit out of high school, and We obviously, in my 10 years in the big leagues, have been across from each other. He's broke my heart a number of times. But I've learned just to respect him at the ultimate level. This, not only how he plays, and that is incredible, but who he is as a human being, you know, and how he goes about his business and how he handles the game, how he treats his family. And, you know, we as a staff sat down and we made a little video for him. And I think that our team did the same thing. And, yeah, I think it's, and I'm sure many people, I don't know why he mentioned me, but many people reached out to Freddie because everyone respects him because of how he goes about his business, plays every day, you know, does the right thing. And, you know, we just, you know, have ultimate respect for him.
Well, that's a class act. I mean, if I say so myself,
right?
Wow.
It says who you are as a human being,
It says who you are, too. That's just incredible.
Don't give me too much credit.
No. It's a really moving gesture, and we need more people in the world like that.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Thanks, Skip. Go get him tonight.
Thank you very much, guys.